This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In healthcare, big changes are coming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A healthcare overhaul championed by President Obama passed the House last night and is on the way to becoming law. The 219 Democrats who voted for it say uninsured Americans are the winners. Republican opponents say the American taxpayer is the loser. Either way, change is coming, and Marketplace's healthcare reporter Gregory Warner is with us live from WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Bill.
What will this mean for hospitals and doctors?
Well, hospitals, in one sense, get exactly what they've desperately wanted, is more patients with insurance who are going to be able to pay the bills. On the other hand, there's a shortage of nurses and primary care doctors in this country, and this bill gives insurance to 30 million new people. So even if most of those people are pretty healthy, that's going to put a huge strain on the system.
And how will this hit the insurance industry?
The bill is going to stop insurers from doing some of the nice things they do, like dropping people when they get sick. Funny thing is, the insurance companies have been saying for a year now they're fine with stopping those practices as long as there's a mandate to encourage healthy people to buy coverage, and that's exactly what they get under this bill. Their biggest concern is the bill doesn't do enough to control costs. For example, Democrats dropped a provision that would have allowed Medicare from negotiating for cheaper drugs, negotiating like the Canadian government negotiates with drug companies. That's a boon for the pharmaceutical industry, which are probably the biggest winners in all this. Big Pharma also got 12 years of patent protection for what are called the biologic drugs, like insulin, and that's a huge money-making sector.
Marketplace
huge money-making sector.
Very good. Gregory Warner, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
And Gregory mentioned Big Pharma and a victory for them. A loser in this bill appears to be private lenders to college students. And for that, Marketplace's Brett Neely is with us live from our Washington Bureau. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Bill.
What do student loans have to do with health care?
Well, it all has to do with the deficit. The changes to the student loan business should save taxpayers about $61 billion over the next decade. And those savings were rolled into the health care bill's numbers to help it meet its deficit reduction goals. The point of the student loan portion of the bill is to cut out the middleman, which in this case are private lenders. For decades, the government has guaranteed loans made by banks to college students. And it's a pretty good deal for the banks because it was basically all profit and no risk. And last night's vote means an end to that system.
How are the private lenders taking this?
They're not real happy. Their congressional allies have called this a government takeover of the student loan business, and they also say the measure is going to lead to big layoffs as banks shut down their student loan programs. There is one tiny last hurrah for the industry in the bill, though, which is a $50 million measure that's supposed to help those loan companies avoid layoffs.
Okay, Marketplace's Brett Neely in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Now let's do the numbers. European stocks are down about 1% this morning. British Airways and the union representing its cabin crew appear no closer to resolving a fight over pay and conditions as a strike enters its third day. In Asia, major indices lost as much as 2%. India's central bank unexpectedly raised interest rates. And on Friday in New York, the Dow finally lost some ground. It was down 37 points to 10,741.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
With unemployment around 10%, a lot of people are going out on their own to make ends meet. They're selling their skills as freelancers, starting online retail businesses, dusting off something they invented in the garage. From our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has more.
Allison Milionis never intended to be an entrepreneur.
When I moved here, I was looking for either a staff position someplace or a very regular consulting type of position, but that hasn't happened.
Milionis left a successful career in Los Angeles as an architectural writer 2 years ago and came to Portland, where she applied for jobs writing, waiting tables, loading boxes, and got nothing.
So I was sort of having to think quick on my feet, and Cameron had this business going, so I jumped in.
That's Cameron Morgan, her musician boyfriend. About a year ago, he started an online record store in their basement. It sells vintage vinyl and electric guitar accessories, including one he helped invent.
So this is pretty much our flagship pedal, the Dark Echo.
I didn't see myself packing boxes and listing albums as a job, but, you know, you do what you have to do, and at least this is ours, and we can develop it.
Milionis fits into a category called necessity entrepreneurs. A quarter of new businesses in 2009 were launched by people who'd lost a job or income, according to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. That's up 50% since the recession began.
What happens when you're unemployed? You have nothing to lose. Fear of failure goes away.
Vivek Wadhwa researches entrepreneurship at Duke University. He says many of the companies founded now will stay small, but there will be some blockbusters.
The most successful companies on the Dow, they were formed within recessions. Everyone is hurting. There's much less money available, therefore you have less competition. And this is what leads to so much success.
Allison Milionis doesn't need her business to be the next Amazon, just for it to keep paying the bills. Plus,
sometimes it's fun, because we have all this music.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, from the entrepreneurship desk, Mitchell meets some folks who have figured out that classic entrepreneur headache of healthcare, and they did it without congressional action. And finally, a British psychiatrist has a warning for working mothers. Hiring a nanny could turn your son into a future womanizer. Dr. Dennis Friedman says a nanny introduces a boy to the concept of the other woman. Friedman also says childhood affects our career choices. For example, dentists did not feel listened to as children, so they want to silence every mouth but their own. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.